Some good pop. Some good pop right there. Welcome back to the show, dear listener. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. This is still me, Jacob Grudowski, getting you through your Thursday afternoon or Friday evening. Shout out and hello to the Friday night listeners. If you want to double dip on the show, hit it up Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. And yeah. And if you're listening Friday night, those shows, those musics that I just played for you, those artists are playing for you somewhere in town Friday night. What did we hear? We heard we just heard Ravine Angel finishing us off there with Do You Wanna off her album Object of Affection. A cool synth poppy album there with, let's see, what was their description of it? 10 more crappy sounding songs about gay sex and self-loathing. Preach. Preach. Yeah, pretty cool song. Pretty cool album. Yeah, if that vibes, if that resonates with you, hey, what's up? Hey, good stuff. Check it out. They're playing at Take Your Time Back Friday night with Prairie Princess from New York, Numb Dame, The Arbuckles, and Two Girls, One Da. However, I may have some early reports that Take Your Time Back is in trouble? So, yeah, don't have any confirmed reports about that, so don't take my word for it. But fingers crossed that we could Take Your Time still rocking and rolling when you get there. So go check in with the artist of your choice for that one there for seeing what the heck is up. Also in that set, you heard Muncho. You can catch them over at Green Auto, playing with Kurz, Bri, Lovejoy, and the Phantoms, along with Seaglow at 7 p.m. And again, starting off that set, one of my all-time favorites, Aura Kogan, multidisciplinary, multi-soundscape artist. Like, her albums are so cool. Seriously, I can sing those praises for a while. Like, from folksy to synthy to atmospheric. Big sound. Big ups. Do love me some Aura Kogan. Again, check her out at the Pearl Friday night with Pond Scum and Sovereign Ace. So, yeah. We're going to be rolling some more here. We got some more tunes kind of all over the place in sound. So, bear with us. A lot of sound to go through here. It's going to be quite the mix. It's going to be like some mixing Fernet with gin. But let's tell you about it. Saturday night, Antisocial Skate Shop celebrating 24 years of existence. Congratulations, Antisocial Skate Shop. They moved from Main and 7th down to Main and 3rd in front of the Red Gate. And they're happy to have a good time about it there. They've got Dagger, Nelly Olsen, Renters, and BC Hydra on deck for another fabulous evening over there at the Red Gate there for the Antisocial anniversary party. Bring your skateboard? ? I don't know. Hopefully the weather keeps up. And, you know, yeah. Dude, okay. I remember when the skate park in Port Moody was just opening and I gave half a damn about skateboarding. And I was so stoked. Like, I had this crappy skateboard I got from Sport Junkies. Rest in peace, Sport Junkies, on St. John's. The Goatage shop. Didn't get my first bicycle there, but I got my first skateboard. It was one of those 80s ones with the big fat tail. Not like you have with your modern skateboards. It was pretty sick. Anyways, so I was so stoked to go to the grand opening of the skate park over at Rocky Point. But my bearings were totally chuffed. They were freaking wrecked because I was a fool and didn't understand how to take care of your skateboard, because you riding in the rain, believe it or not, messes with your bearings. So every time I see someone skateboarding around in the rain, I'm like, buddy, grease those bad boys up when you're done riding, or carry a can, a little WD-40. Like, you remember that one, the best gag from King of the Hill, when, like, Hank pulls out a little can of WD-40 to open a bigger can of WD-40? Best joke ever. Seriously. It was amazing. We had just had to be there. This flower is Wilton. Yeah, haven't watched the new King of the Hill, though. Looks alright. interesting. Yeah. Oh, my mom's calling. Hey, Mom, you're on the air. Mom, you're on the radio. Mom, did you butt dial me? Mom. I think my mom butt dialed me. Shout out my mom. Let's see what happens. Just keep her on, see what happens. You can hear the... Mom?
Sorry, I'm
just... Hey, Mom, you're on the radio. What's up?
No, nothing. I'm driving away. I'm just pocket calling people at random.
Oh, boy. Hey, don't drive. Hang up. I'll see you okay. Soon.
All right. In 5 minutes, say something to Jeremy. He's
oh, yeah. With me. He wanted a shout-out. Shout-out little J-Dog, my Jeremy, my little nephew.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mom, I'll let you get back to driving. Police, do okay. not interrupt, intercept my mom. shout out my mom. Turned, let's say, 64 this year. Also, shout out Jeremy. I'll do it again in a little bit as well. My littlest nephew. Little guy. Where was I? Yeah, don't ride your skateboard in the rain, you goobers. Let's tell you about some tunes. Okay, Saturday night. Let's tell you about it. Keep on going here. Green Auto, Parlor Panther, former guest of the show, playing with Man Eater and Jody Glenham over at the Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street in the alley, Saturday night. Be there, 18. But the big gig this Saturday is for sure at the Pearl, because there's this Girls to the Front epic show, massive bill, huge sound. You got... The Juggernauts, the GOAT of last year, absolutely banned going places. Piss is playing with Weightless, Down the Lees, Gizé, Gadfly, another huge band, Cherry Pick, Tall Mary, absolute ripper, Crimson Funeral, Semi, and Ghost Teeth. So, like, absolutely massive bill. Huge. Incredible bill. So, if there are many great shows, too, and I won't tell you what to go through, but this is a good one. If you go to this one show this week, you will not be disappointed. If you want to rock. Ooh. Yeah. Take Your Time Back coming in with real quick, I'll tell you about the lineup for Girls to the Front Fest. Again, we got Piss, Weightless, Down the Lees, Gizé, Gadfly, Cherry Pick, Tall Mary, Crimson Funeral, Sammy, and Ghost Teeth. Absolutely epic bill. Now, going back to Take Your Time Back, we got Ears, who I saw last week for the first time, and they're pretty bizarro, but they're a freaking ripper, a wild band. They're playing with Polly Pocket, Wire Mother, and Sugar Stick. So get ready for some experimental evening for soundscapes as well. Again, Ears, the weird duo of fellas. Cool music, though. We love it like that. Polly Pocket, again, Wire Mother, Sugar Stick in the mix at Take Your Time Back, Saturday night, 7 p.m. Over at the Heatley for some country chillin'. You got Ian Badger and Maureen Patnaud doing their respective thing as well. Hastings and Heatley for that one there. Another double dip of Noam Gagong and Stefan Smolovitz over at KW for some interpretive dance and music. Wise Hall coming in with Uncle Strut, Fionn, Chez Ami Dorval as well. Good name as well. And finally, Lanaluz, the Witchy Sister record release coming with Cash Creek, also known as, not the band, but shout out Trash Creek. Why is it called Trash Creek? Cash Creek called Trash Creek? Because that's where we took all our garbage. Yeah, but hey, my high school, Pomona Secondary, was built on top of a dump too. So good things can happen on top of garbage. Shout out Cash Creek and the band, Cash Creek, playing with East Vandals and Witchy Sister over at Lanaluz, Saturday night, 362 Powell Street. Okay. So, wow, that's a mouthful. Let's get into some tunage here. And, Jeremy, if you're listening, shout out my little nephew, Jeremy. Shout out Dylan. Shout out Lydia. Shout out all the kids. Keep on rocking. Let's get some music going on in here. We're going to start off with some music here. This is going to be piss.
Millions and millions of pictures are made of us in postures of submission and sexual access. And the major motif of pornography as a form of entertainment is that...
Oh, yeah, this one might be a little salty, so buckle up.
...and humiliated until we discover that we like it. And at that point, we ask for more.
I'm out of my mouth.
Out of my mouth.
Yeah, that was a pretty heavy set, if I do say so myself. So just popping in, just, you know, I'm going to switch the mood here a little sec here. But real quick, that was Dagger with Live With Ghosts off their first Cuts record. They're playing over at the Red Gate Saturday night for Antisocial Skate Shop's 24th anniversary with Nelly Olsen, Renters, and BC Hydra on the Wheels of Steel. Before that was Piss with Time Loop at Hot Slit. Brutally awful, brutally awesome band. Yeah, very visceral, Very wonderful. You know I'll be camping out any record they put out eventually. They just have the three demos. It's not enough. Anyways, just to lighten the mood here, we're going to play some music from Fionn, a bit more poppy. This is Scum. Yo, pretty banging set, if I do say so there. That was Fionn with Scum. Pretty rocking set for a Saturday, right? Yeah, you can catch Fionn playing with Uncle Strut and Cher Ami Duval over at the Wise Hall Saturday night. That was their track, Scum, if you couldn't figure it out. Before that, we had Dagger playing over a Saturday night over at the Red Gate again for the Antisocial 24 anniversary show alongside Nelly Olsen, Renters, and BC Hydras on the ones and twos. And at the top of that set, again, Piss, huge band, going to be huge, if not already huge, with Time Loop at Hot Slit off their three demos EP. Catch them at the Girls of the Front Fest at the Pearl Saturday night with Weightless, Down the Lees, Gize, Gadfly, Cherry Pick, Tall Mary, Crimson Funeral, Semi, and Ghost Teeth. And we're going to blast through Sunday here on Green Auto. Again, we have Death, Make, Stardust, Wishbone, Good For It, and Mimi Dominique. Great name. 7 p.m. door time for that one there. Take Your Time Back has Baggage Claim, cool new band from that I heard last week, and you did with me if you were as well with me. You can catch them playing alongside Stitch, Lottophage, and Deadeye Dog, and doors for 7 o'clock for that one there. Heatley has Gabe Elias, Shoecraft, and Semi-Athletic over there at the Heatley, Hastings and Heatley, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I don't know, be there. Lastly but not leastly, Astoria has Muscle Crow and Thorsion and Josh. Good old Josh. So we're going to blast off out of here with some music here. This is going to be Rubber Man by Stitch. That'll be part one of our goodbye, and then we're going to have a good time. Anyways, friends, thank you for listening. For listeners near and far, thank you so much. This, my name's been Jacob. You've been you. And yeah, it's cold out there. Buckle up, bundle up, slip, slap, slop on sunscreen if you're in a sunny place. Stay hydrated, buy a hat. Tell someone you love them. And yeah, you're not alone. Free Palestine. Tracks today. Yeah, that album literally came out 2 days ago. That's Stitch with Rubber Man taking us home. We have Semi Athletic with Overcompensated. Trying Hard's Outdated. Catching the Heatley. Catch Stitch over here. Take your time back Sunday night. Semi Athletic Sunday night as well. Bye bye.
Just seems the window as a mirror. Still impressed. Get out of here. Getting late in the sky, the time that I care, not that I mind. How does that sound?
Compensated.
And what about now?
Trying constantly.
Just seems enough.
If you're listening, Mom, I'll be a few minutes. Just have to do some stuff.
We'll sing our half-written songs while some finish can't be alone.
Compensated.
What about now?
Trying hard to be.
though as a mere who's still impressed, get out of here.
This is Bird Note. Legends say that some 600 years ago, the Mexica people left their ancestral lands in Aztlán to build a powerful new empire. Their journey was guided by Huitzilopochtli, god of the sun and war, who told the Mexicas to look for the sign, an eagle perched on a cactus devouring a serpent. For years they wandered what is now Mexico in search of that prophecy, until finally they found the sacred bird on a tiny islet in the middle of Lake Texcoco. There, the Mexicas built a floating city right on the water. This was Tenochtitlan, capital of the Aztec Empire, and for several centuries and civilizations afterwards, it continued to grow and transform into the modern metropolis we now call Mexico City. Today, the Golden Eagle still perches on a prickly pear cactus in the center of the Mexican flag. Though the bird is immortalized in legend, real golden eagles now face threats like habitat loss, collisions with power lines and wind turbines, and poisoning from pesticides. By 2016, scientists estimated that fewer than 100 breeding pairs remained in Mexico. By protecting critical breeding grounds and supporting raptor research, conservationists are helping golden eagle populations bounce back across North and Central America, giving hope that this powerful symbol will soar above Mexico's mountains for generations to come. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.